You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Understanding Spirit with Mary Schiappano.
Mary Schiappano.
Live from MaryVCircles.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Understanding Spirit
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another week of Understanding Spirit. I'm your host, Mary. I hope you're all doing really well. Here in Melbourne, Australia, we are starting to get some beautiful weather, so we're all happy here. Well, a little bit rainy today, but on the whole, it's been really warm. So if you've been watching my show at all, you will know that at the start of the show, I always do a three-card pull. So I want you to just take a moment to see if you gravitate to card one, card two, or card three. This could be something that's relevant to you right at this moment. It could also be something that might come up for you very soon. It can also be for somebody else that you know, and you might think, oh, well, that's very relevant for this person, a friend, family member, whatever. Remember, it is a collective reading, so take what resonates, leave what doesn't. I try to give as much information from spirit as I can to hopefully, you know, engage and give the right message to the right person. Okay, so if you have been drawn to card one, it is this card here, which says gemstone on it. And the writing, which I can barely read even with my glasses, says, "You are a rare and precious treasure." When I tune into this card, I am getting a vision that, you know, maybe some of you, you know, you have a lot of things that you want to say, opinions you want to express to help people, but I kind of feel like you kind of drag your sword around, like you don't always feel like you're valued or that your opinion matters, or maybe you're reluctant to say what's on your mind. But Spirit is saying to me, you need to expect other people to speak truth to you, and also that you speak truth as well. Of course, messages should always, you know, be delivered with kindness when we are speaking, you know, wanting to express the truth about something, because we don't know how it's going to be received. But I feel like if you do that, there will be new opportunities for you, whether it's, you know, a job, a partner, or even like something that you're meant to experience. Okay. If you were drawn to card two, it's this one here that says sunrise. And it's got written here, every new day brings new possibilities. I feel with this card that there are possibilities for you, but maybe there are times where you're not wishing to have a look at your choices, you're not wanting to face them, or you're procrastinating maybe, or overthinking a little bit as well. I feel like I need to say to you to, you know, whatever obstacles you've overcome, sort of like understand that you've gained some strength from any difficult situations and stressful situations that you've been under. And being pressed to say, like, declutter your mind, get rid of the old thinking, get into the new way of thinking. We're a different person every single day. So because we've had different experiences the day before. So unclutter your mind, prepare ways for new beginnings and new thoughts and opportunities for yourself, okay? If you've been drawn to card three, it is this one here, which is Phoenix. And it has written here, rise from the ashes and soar. Here I'm just seeing like if you are out sort of like We call it autumn here in Australia, but in the States you might call it fall. And I'm just seeing, like, get rid of the leaves and just, you know, like, make way for new opportunities, you know, new abundance, new resources, you know, don't allow self-limiting beliefs to take over. Water your mind, your garden, you know, of prosperity, you know, where you want to fertilize it, not in things that are not, you know, good for you or producing any good fruit for you in your life, you know. And I'm also being pressed to say, like, take a leap of faith. There is sort of like excitement in the unknown, okay? You always need to do a certain amount of research, I suppose, in anything, but always sort of like, you know, kind of go a little bit with the flow and see what happens as well. I hope that's helped you today. I have Elizabeth on the line. Hello, Elizabeth.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
In a quandary.
Are you? Well, let me help you. How can I help you with that?
Well, I have a son that is an adult, but he's disabled. And he's going through some major health problems. And I was wondering if you could pick up anything. You know, we had problems getting into in Massachusetts because they wouldn't take New York insurance. And now we're going to New York. Sloan Kettering.
Elizabeth, did you say this is your son?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Look, I'm seeing you being disappointed with what you want. You know, not getting what you want. I can see like frustrations. You know, whether there's disagreements. There is a whole lot of fear and anxiety. It's like I'm feeling it layered one on top of the other, you know, and I feel like your heart has been like stabbed multiple times. It's like everybody that has said or done something, I feel like there's a lot of gaslighting here around, you know, why they can't take in. There's a lot of deceit. I feel like your intuition, you need to trust that more than anything, okay? I also see that you have been reluctant in making, you know, decisions. Before the show and I'm shuffling my cards because I never know, you know, what spirit are going to get me to do. So I'm just clearing the energy out of them. And I have to say, in three decks, the Hermit card fell out, right? So I feel like that's relevant for you where you need to sort of like really, you know that the answers are all within you, all right? You know, follow your intuition, you know. I am seeing also like the High Priestess card in my third eye. I feel like you can counsel yourself on this. You don't need advice from other people. I do feel, though, that there needs to be some teamwork around this. I do see new ideas, new plans for you. There is definitely movement. Movement is a good idea. The faster, the better. I feel like you need to take actions on what you think is right for your son. I'm also being told, you know, don't hang on to your old thinking of how you think things should look like for him. Also be open to new ideas, new suggestions that people make. Something you might go like to a service or something and they might be offering something different, or, you know, but spirit are like, try new things, you know, give things a go, because I'm seeing that your son is developing and growing, and there's a lot of things about him that you don't know where the growth is, Okay, because I see that there's not always expression around that, whether it's because it's not important to them or they can't express it. But I feel like that to try, I'm being told to tell you to try new things, it will bring your son out of his shell as well. I'm also getting that you're still going to need to defend your position, right, and what you think you are. His best advocate here. Nobody can fight for him like you, okay? But with, you know, with the Wheel of Fortune in the tarot card, it's like, you know, to stay on top of that wheel, you have to always have control, because there is a lot of people, I'm being told, that just don't want what's best for you. A lot of people in the industry will do what's easier for them, what's best for them, and it doesn't always line up, you know, with what you want. But I'm being told you have strength in new beginnings. And you have the strength, right, to keep the change going, to keep the wheel going until you get what you want. Spirit is saying be courageous, be confident, you know, connect with that inner power. They're also talking about karmic justice for people that have done wrong by him and by you. The Spirit is saying those things will not be overlooked, all right, at all. I do see in the future that everything will turn out much better, and it'll be more productive for your son, and I see him as happy as he can be with his disability and how his life is for him. Does that make sense for you?
A little bit does. Maybe I didn't explain. Did I that we couldn't go to a place in Massachusetts where this one particular, he has kidney cancer, and he only has one kidney left, and it's in that kidney. And I had heard about a doctor in Massachusetts that did wonders in doing partial. But that we couldn't get in. So the records had to be sent to, we just set it on Sloan Kettering. But it's been, oh my God, it's been a fight to get the records there. So I think that's what.
It's okay. The message, as I'm getting the message, you apply it to your situation. Okay. So, you know, I do feel that you can still, like, pursue this. If you can't get him in, keep trying. Keep being, you know, like, determined in what you want. It doesn't mean that you don't look at all your other options, all right? But Spirit are, like, pushing you to keep forward, to keep moving forward with this, and to keep, to be persistent with it as well. Do you have any other specific questions that I can answer real quick?
Like going back to the original place that wouldn't take his insurance, or just pursue the Sloan Kettering?
Pursue the new option for you.
Okay.
For him. Okay, I'm getting like a cross for going backwards. You can keep that door open, but keep looking at other options for him, okay? Because that spirit are moving you forward, all right? There's just a lot of the energy just keeps moving forward and forward for you, okay? But keep your doors and your options open. It's always a good idea.